Good morning, my love. Today is Tuesday. I'm going into work a little late today, but I'm there all day. I went to New York yesterday with my fave, my cousin, right? So I was actually going to put him on a podcast, but I didn't because we were, like, so busy, and I'm so sorry. I'm actually going to start because this is actually him and I exploring New York and starting in the fashion district. Well, I'm sorry, the garment district. So, where next time we go, we're going to be like, this time we were like mainly in the area of 39th and 38th. We want to go down more towards 28th and see what they have down there. So, next time we go, which will probably be next week, that's what we're doing. I'm basically exploring New York, finding good fabric places, documenting them so that we can tell other people to come, encouraging people to come, be creative. Always willing to introduce or bring on new artists, designers, creativity. Like, just it's, we need it. I have no idea how important people with creativity are in this world. But we had a ball. We found a, I don't know what this guy would call his store. It looked like it was possibly, because I got a leather skirt from there with like four buttons up the side for like a slit. It was like a purple color. Really cute. So, but it was a lot of adventure stuff in there. But then some pieces that was still like, I don't know, it was kind of, it was vintage-y. Maybe it was a thrift store. But the guy there swear it wasn't a thrift store. He just said it was a wholesale store. No. We don't sell them both. We only have one piece, one skirt. It's not like we had five of those. We had one piece of everything. There were some items like little yellow belts that he had in bulk. But that was it. I mean, yeah, nothing was like, I couldn't get like a rack of pocketbooks all the exact same. No, you got one there, like 20 different styles. So it was more like thrift store, right? And it was vintage stuff. But we had fun. Oh my God. And I wish I would have got it for $40, though. I got it for $50. Collapsible, size 10. Collapsible, size 10 dress form. Can you believe it? Oh, my God. I was looking for this. I was like, oh, my God. And I think my husband was like, Lavie. My husband, damn. My cousin was like, Lavie, look, and pointed out to me. I hope he didn't want it. I kind of just was like, oh, yeah, I want that. But I love him. He's awesome. He spoils me, and I spoil him. Like, you can have it, and he's like, no, you can have it. Like, he's just so, and that's what I love about my cousin. Like, I trust him. And I don't have too many people in the world that I actually go out with who I can actually trust. I don't want to sit with people and worry about if they're trying to take my money or if they're trying to get over on me. Because I don't think about that. Like, my mind is free. Like, I'm not trying to think what the people next to me are thinking. I don't, like, are they being funny? Like, da-da-da-da. Well, anywho, We're going to go back to the city. I want to, oh my God, the fabric that I brought. Oh, I got this pink sequence fabric. It's really, really cute. Really cute. Like, it's so spring. It would be cute. I like it to make, a t-shirt dress. So, like, a t-shirt, sequence dress. I think it would be beautiful. Like, that's what I want to do. But then I have this other one that's, like, multicolored, but it's, like, it looks like it's kind of striped. It's a stretchy, and then it's, like, a little, what do you call it, sheer in between the sequence line. So you get to see, the, like, the yellow gold sequence, and then you see the sheer line. And you see, like, a royal blue, and then you see the sequence. And you see an orange, and you see the sequence. And you see the, sequence, the sheer. In between the sequence, so it's like sequence share, like that, basically like that. But it is so nice. But this fabric is kind, it's sheer. It's not heavy. I mean, it's kind of feels a little heavy because when I'm trying to lay it on the table, it slides. So I'm probably gonna have to use the floor or bring down another table to my sewing room because I have another table. So I might have to bring that table down to work on this fabric. But I put it on my dress form, and oh my God, I sent it to my cousin, my fave, and my cousin had to call me this morning. Like, he doesn't call me, like, before a certain time. We don't bother each other for a certain time unless we kind of go to the city. So he called me extremely early. I was out walking a dog. And he was like, oh my God. He said, when I saw that, since you posted, he said, did she do this? It just hangs. It's so pretty. It's so pretty. I love it. But now I understand that sequence, it's a little difficult to work with. So I have to, it's going to take some time. It's going to take a lot of hours, but I'm going to have to put them in because I want to make my money back from the skirt that I made, from the material that I made. That I purchased. I want to make a skirt out of it so I get my money back. I got almost 2.5 yards of the sequence. It's really like pop, glamorous, $35. I don't like to spend that much on fabric. The other one was about a little over 2 yards, and that was $35 as well. I was beating myself up about it, but I'm pretty sure if I make a dress out of that sequence, I can sell that for about $70, guaranteed. So that's really what I'm working on is that. Those are my projects now. I have homework for my film class that I have to finish up my homework, which is just make somebody some pajama pants. I've been working on the things that's easy and putting the things that's a little more difficult to the back burner. But I think I'm gonna make my daughter a pair of pajama pants. She likes the Giants, but I think she has Giants pajama pants. That doesn't make sense. So I gotta find her something to make. I can make her. If I make her a pair, my son's gonna be like, "Oh, you made her one." Da, 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 da. So if I'll make her one first, and then I'll eventually make him one. That was my New York experience, and I just wanted to share it with you guys. I have a little more of a ride to work this morning, so I'm going to come back on. Okay? Stay tuned.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.